Black Country Radio Sport.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Amblecote, the War Memorial Ground, where we're here for this FAW-NL clash between Stourbridge and York City Ladies. A big game for Stourbridge in particular, wanting to turn around their fortunes after a heavy 7-0 defeat last Sunday afternoon at the expense of Nottingham Forest in the league, their first game in the league, and I'll be looking for a quick turnaround after what happened last week. As I say, 7-0 heavy defeat. And also some very sad news that happened in the week with the new sponsors for Stourbridge Ladies, Top Tubes Limited. Their sales director, Brendan Wall, was sadly killed as part of a Ironman that he was contesting over in Ireland at the time. He died in the swimming segment of that particular contest, and he will be remembered by a minute's silence this afternoon in a few minutes' time ahead of this afternoon's match. Welcome along if you've just joined us or found us on the stream, on the Black Country Radio stream. That's where we are this afternoon, and hopefully you can enjoy the action with us. But as I said a few moments ago, there will be a slight pause, and there will be at the moment as I speak, actually, the players are just gathering around the centre circle. Hopefully you can hear us. It's the first time that we've tried this out as a streaming way via our website. We're making one or two adjustments as we talk, but hopefully you can hear us okay, and we'll bring you full commentary of the game. We'll wait until the minute silence is over before we go ahead and give you the team news for both sides. But if it goes silent for a moment or two, that's because we're now going to respect the sad death of the sales director of Top Tubes Limited, Brendan Wall. Impeccably observed, the minute silence in memory of Brendan Wall, sales director of Top Tubes Limited, who have become sponsors of Stourbridge Ladies this season. and sadly, Brendan, unfortunately, dying during that Ironman event last weekend. Well, the players make their way to the benches, and there appears to be one York City supporter to our left in the shed end of the stand, who's probably making more noise than quite a few could. So let's give you the two teams. We'll start off with the home side, and Jamie Bamford is in goal. Sophie Levick wears 5, Ellie McGovern wears 16, Sophie Hilsgrave wears 12, Zoe Clark wears 2, Faver Amenazu wears 28, Jess Lowe wears 15, Hannah Fishwick wears 17, Alex Nicklin wears 6, Mill Rogers wears 10, and Amber Lauren starts this afternoon wearing 23. The subs are Lauren DeCasto, Lexi Harrison, Louis Jeffries, also Neve Deasy and Rosie Embley. As for York City this afternoon, their ladies' side lines up with Rebecca Sidwell in goal, wearing 2 is Rebecca Jeffries, 3 is Millie Ash, 4 is Olga Hughes, 5 is, sorry, Alice Hughes, I beg your pardon. 5 is Carly Smith. 6 is Emily Cattle. 7 is Jess Hayder. 8 is Rebecca Fevers. 9, Felicity Jones. 10 is the captain, Nicola Brown. 11 is Ella Duffield. And on the bench, just the 3 subs named by York City ladies, Olivia Sellers, Holly Finlay, and Alicia Hardcastle. Players are just about ready. It'll establish players in a huddle, just getting themselves sorted just before we get the game underway, and just waiting a few moments now for the referee to make sure he's got 11 players on both sides, and then we will be underway for the action this afternoon in front of what is a decent crowd here, at least 100 if not more for this FAWNL Cup game, a League Cup game, which of course Stourbridge got to the final of last season, played at Solihull Moors, the final in which Stourbridge lost in the end to Leeds United. But they played well for at least an hour in that game. But it's every game now in this in the new league, and also in the cup competitions, are going to be tough for the Glasgows going forward. I think we are just about ready to go at long last, and referee blows his whistle, and we are indeed underway for the start of this game. The Glasgows in the normal red and white vertical stripes, red shorts and red socks, are kicking from right to left in the first half. York City ladies are in white shirts, blue shorts and blue socks. And early on, it's an opportunity for the ball to be squared, and Stourbridge are in here with an opportunity, cleared off the line. It was in the end, it was Jess Lowe had the opportunity just to the right of goal and didn't put much power behind it, and that meant that there was a saving tackle put in to clear the ball away from the goal line. But the Glasgows could have been one up within 30 seconds there, but as it is, they've got a corner which Sophie Levick will take over by the score box, still within the first minute of this game. Levick over to the top left as we look across. Right footed puts the corner in, and right footed, it goes off the crossbar and somehow stays out. Zoe Clark with that. She was inside the D of just outside the penalty area there, and that was a little bit unlucky. If that had bounced a bit differently, that would have been over the goal line. But as it was, a goalkeeper, Rebecca Sidwell, didn't really know where the ball had gone, and it just fell kindly for her and back into her arms. So remaining goalless, at least for now. It's currently with number 11, Ella Duffield, for York City, and she's won a free kick for her side. The feeling for the referee is that that was a foul, and that will be an opportunity now from a set piece for York City. And centre. The free kick goes into the Stourage area and an offside is given. And that'll be a free kick to the Glasgow's inside their own area. Couple of minutes gone, goalless so far. Be another opportunity for York City to come forward, but it's been left to clear the ball away from her area there by Jamie Bamford, but again Stourage under pressure to clear the ball. They did this time at the second attempt, and Alex Nicklin gets it forward, now through the middle it goes, but York City will cut that out, and the ladies in white and blue, a foul this time against one of them. It's against Rebecca Fevers, and York take the free kick quickly. It's just fall back to the Glasgow's to get themselves, hopefully getting the ball out of defence. Amber Lawrence is on the ball at the moment. She plays the ball back, looks for help from Hannah Fishwick, and then down the right hand side the ball goes, but that's easily cut out by York City's Millie Ash, and she plays the ball in field in the centre circle at the moment. Forward it goes, but Stourbridge's defence up for that at the moment. Then the ball played through the middle, which Amber Lawrence is trying to chase onto, but she won't get to it, and that means that York will again get the ball for themselves through the centre circle, but it's been cut out once more. Another opportunity for the Glasgow's to come forward. It's with Alex Nicklin, and played out to the left hand side, and a cross comes in, which is dealt with well to start off with. Mill Rogers put the first cross in, the second one comes in from Zoe Clark, and Amber Lawrence is on the end of it. Well, it's only taken 4 minutes to cut through the defence, but Amber Lawrence was in the right place at the right time and has put the Glasgow's one up in this FAWNL Cup clash here at Amblecote. Exactly what Andy Fisher's side wanted early on. And York City will look, no doubt, to bounce back very quickly as the ball played down the right-hand side for them towards the Church end of the ground. A cross comes in, which the defence struggles with to start off with, but eventually it's away at the second attempt through new signing Favour Aminazu. Then a long ball down the left-hand side for Mill Rogers to chase onto. She gets adjacent to the area, puts a cross in, but it goes straight into the arms of goalkeeper Rebecca Sidwell. And this game is already very open. We've only played 5 minutes, with the Glasgow's leading by a goal to nil. Back with goalkeeper Rebecca Sidwell being put off somewhat by a team from Midlands today here, filming what we're doing, and filming this as a ricochet there just goes wide. It was a cross come shot in the end from Hannah Fishwick, and it was deflected wide. Could have gone anywhere off the defender's foot. As it is, the Glasgow's have got a corner to our left on the near side. Thankfully for me, the filming team from Midlands today have moved to my left, so as much as I like to see Amy Cole, it is a little bit off-putting as the corner about to come in. It's fairly central towards the edge of the area, and then a shot which will just in the end go over the bar from Favour Aminazu. And with 6 minutes gone, we have a goal kick to York City ladies, and they find themselves a goal down in this clash. Ball played out to the right hand side, and it'll be headed back forward by Stourbridge. Stourbridge certainly doing all the attacking work at the moment, looking very dangerous every time they go forward. It's Mill Rogers on the ball this time by the corner flag on this near side. Plays it infield to Zoe Clark. Clark then beaten to the ball, and it will go out of play, but it will go out of play. It will actually go out of play for a York City ladies throw-in. And we've had 7 minutes of the first half, with the Glasgow's leading York City ladies by a goal to nil. You're listening to Black Country Sport on a special Black Country Radio stream, all the www.blackcountryradio.co.uk. And thank you for joining us if you've found us this afternoon. Hopefully our audio quality is A-OK. Perhaps comment via our Twitter feed if you want to, just to let us know that we're doing an OK job. As Amber Lawrence puts in the shot from just outside the area, but it's straight into the arms of Rebecca Sidwell, who's in fluorescent yellow this afternoon. York City pick up the ball just to the right of goal. Play through the middle. Favour Aminazu nearly cuts it out, but it's going to go once more to York City down the left-hand side as they make some progress, but a foul this time against them, and the Glasgow's will get an opportunity to take a free kick and kick the ball forward once more. 8 minutes gone of the first half. 1-0 to the Glasgow's. Extra time and penalties today if it goes the distance. Guess time will tell whether that happens or not, but the Glasgow's have made a good start anyway. That early goal from Amber Lawrence really settling the nerves as once more Stourbridge are coming forward down the right-hand side, this time with Jess Lowe. Lawrence puts a cross in. It's a dangerous one. Goes past the goalkeeper. Then a shot then, which is blocked from Mill Rogers. It's still hanging around, and the referee has brought a stop to play because one of the York City ladies has gone down injured, virtually on the penalty spot. And so we're going to have a break in play while she gets sorted out. Certainly Stourbridge looking very good early on in this game. Thankfully, the player back on their feet, and York City will clear the ball out with Rebecca Sidwell. But they are playing it around their back three at the moment and putting themselves in a little bit of problems. Alice Hughes plays it back to the goalkeeper. Now it's Sophie Levick who hoofs it forward, and the Glasgow's once again looking to double their advantage. Levick again down the left-hand side, plays in Zoe Clark. It just evades Amber Lawrence and the ball given away as York City try and bring it forward. The ball squared into the centre circle. Forward it goes. This time for Brown, the captain for York. And then tried to play it through to Felicity Jones, but cut out by the Glasgow's defence. And it's Jess Hayder. Puts a decent cross in. It's dangerous. And good work to put off Jones on that particular occasion. And it allowed the goalkeeper, Jamie Bamford, to do what she needed to do. And it remains 1-0 to the Glasgow's. Ball forward into the York City half. And well won that time by favour on Onanazu. Beg your pardon. Probably won't be the first time I get her name wrong this afternoon. The ball goes back to goalkeeper Jamie Bamford. She plays it out of defence, down the left-hand side to Sophie Levick. Levick has Zoe Clark in front of her, but decides to play it to Amber Lawrence. Lawrence then tries to play Mill Rogers down the left-hand side, but the ball will go out of play for a throw-in to York City. Ball back in play, and it's with Zoe Clark. Clark cuts past a couple of players. It's fairly central. Somebody needs to have a shot. Eventually does. Left-footed, and it's palmed away in the end. The shot in the end came in from Alex Nicklin. And on that occasion, Rebecca Sidwell just managed to palm the ball down to her left and stop any more problems for the York City defence. But you felt there that two or three Glasgow's had an opportunity to fire the ball at the goalkeeper, and it was a bit to me to you. Perhaps one of them should have had an attempt a little bit earlier. Ball comes forward once more for York City, and the Glasgow's clear it forward with Alex Nicklin. back to the halfway line once more. York City bring it. York City in white shirts, blue socks, left to right in this first half. Stourbridge in their normal red and white vertical stripes, red socks and red shorts. And it's York City coming forward down the left-hand side, getting towards the area, and that's a dangerous situation, and well dealt with in the end, because they could have been in there with a crossing opportunity, and in the end it's a corner that's been conceded to York City. It was Jessler who put the ball out to play for the corner, and it will be York City's Rebecca Fevers to take the corner from just outside the clubhouse. And York will be looking to bite back as the corner comes in. It's headed back, it's fisted away by Bamford, but only as far as Ash, Millie Ash. Oh, what a goal! From about 25, 26 yards out on the left-hand side, a shot from distance. And Millie Ash has equalised for York City Ladies. It's one apiece now. And, wow, that was something out of nothing. Bamford had no chance to get into that, into the top right-hand corner. And we're back all square, approaching 14 minutes of this FAWNL Cup game here at Ambuk. Hannah Fishwick plays it out to the right-hand side, then forward it goes from Heaslegrave. It'll be picked up by Jess Lowe. Lowe runs forward towards the edge of the area to the right-hand side. The cross comes in, it's dangerous. It misses Mill Rogers. Another attempt from Nicklin. Left-footed in the end, goes out of play. She had two bites of the cherry, and the second one was virtually hit on the corner flag. But the breakdown, the right-hand side, was absolutely brilliant from the Glass Girls, and certainly created a clear opportunity, which if Mill Rogers had been able to latch onto it, the Glass Girls would have been in the lead. As it is, they got an opportunity. Amber Lawrence, oh, it brilliantly tipped over the bar. Lawrence from the edge of the area. And then Rebecca Sidwell manages to palm it over the bar for a Glasgow's corner. So Stourbridge piling on the pressure with 8 minutes to go to half-time. As the corner to be taken over on the far side by Levick. So he's near to the cricket score box to our left as we look across. Levick. Puts the corner in, it's a deep one, finds the Zoe Clarkshead, I think, and eventually it's cleared. But Stourbridge haven't given up yet with Levick, but it'll be won this time by Felicity Jones, but she concedes the throw-in in the process. So the Glasgow's have another chance down that right-hand side with Jess Lowe. She gets herself in a good position, gets a high ball in, but that's gone over the top of the goal, over the top of the crossbar on the net, and that will be a goal kick once more to York City with a little over 7 minutes to half time. At half time, we'll be hopefully playing the piece that we recorded before the season started with Andy Fisher and Mike Haynes about the season ahead and the challenges which it brings. In the meantime, one apiece here, Stourbridge 1, York City 1. And Sophie Levick inside her own half. Better long ball forward, looking for somebody to latch onto it, but that's just going to go straight out of play for another goal kick. 7 minutes to half time then. And a little bit of injury time as well for the injury to Alex Nicklin, who's on the ball now, just outside the D. Thought about shooting, has a go at the second attempt, and rather tamely in the end falls into the arms of Rebecca Sidwell to the left of goal as we look across. Sidwell comes right to the edge of the area, right foot, he clears the ball out, and it will be left to Bamford to be well out of her area to right-footed clear it, and the ball spins up in the air off Mill Rogers. She heads it and then loses it, loses track of where it is to Rebecca Jeffos, and then the ball will go out of play for a throw into York City Ladies. Jeff Ice again to take the throw in, but won by the Glass Girls, and it'll be Clark down this left hand side. She's had a good first half. Amber Lawrence tries to play it through to Rogers. Rogers then back heels it brilliantly towards Lawrence, but Lawrence can't get onto it. Now Zoe Clark is going to have the opportunity to put a throw in towards the penalty area. She's got Amber Lawrence to her left. She decides to go through the middle to Rogers. Rogers takes the ball forward under pressure, past her marker, and puts a cross in, but far too close to goalkeeper Rebecca Sidwell. 5 minutes to half time. Black Country Sport from Black Country Radio at all the www.blackcountryradio.co.uk. Special stream for this ladies' game this afternoon in the FAWNL Cup. Stourbridge 1, York City Ladies 1. Stourbridge took the lead through Amber Lawrence. York City Ladies equalising through an unbelievable shot from a distance from Millie Ash, which lobbed over the top of Bamford into the back of the net. Clark with the throw-in finds Nicklin. Clark again forward looking for Lawrence, but the ball doesn't get to her. And York City tried to break through the middle, but this good closing down through the middle, and he's a great play. It's like Jess Lowe, wide on the right-hand side. So I have two in the middle. Lowe goes to Lauren and scores. Jess Lowe's looked very good down that right-hand side, and she decided to have a go for herself, and rightly so. In the end, it was well placed. So she ran into the area, gave herself time, gave herself room, and fired the ball past Rebecca Sidwell to the back of the net, and the Glass Girls are 2-1 up with, well, about 4 minutes to go of the first half, plus added time. I think on the balance of play, it's no less than what the Glass Girls deserved for all of York City having a lot of possession. They haven't really created that many opportunities. They might create one there, though, down the right-hand side with Jess Hayder. But good defending again. And the referee sees it as a foul in favour of the Glass Girls. Sophie Levick gives a little bit of an ironic round of applause there and is shown the yellow card in the process. She gave a round of applause to the linesman, or assistant referee, as we call them nowadays. So she doesn't realise now, until now, that she's been shown a yellow card. But basically, this referee isn't standing for any petulance or any back chat or any applauding or ironic applauding or anything like that. So Levitt goes into the book. So an entertaining first half, full of commitment and endeavour, which the Glass Girls find themselves 2-1 up at half-time. The goals are coming, as I said, from Amber Lawrence, giving the Glass Girls the advantage. And then levelling things up was the number three, Millie Ash, for York City, before Jess Lowe made it 2-1 to the home side. One or two bookings, including Mike Haynes, the assistant manager for Stourbridge, for shouting at the referee, and also Sophie Levick for back chat to the referee as well. Ref also had a long chat with Amber Lawrence, but she didn't get booked. So it is 2-1 to Stourbridge at half time. Well, that live from Amblecote, it'd be a drop ball as the referee stopped play because of the head injury. And basically, he's saying, I think the attendance was 151. Which is not bad for a bank holiday Sunday afternoon. Glass Girls have the ball at the moment in their defence, played back to Bamford, who clears it down the left-hand side, but it'll be picked up now by Nicola Brown for the away side. She gives the ball away. Levick will have it for the Glass Girls now. Nicklin through the middle. She's got plenty of support, both to her left and her right. Amber Lawrence to her left. Well, the York City Ladies defence was really cut apart there, and Nicklin had options to the right with Jess Lowe or to the left with Amber Lawrence. Played a perfect ball through to Lawrence, who converted it past Rebecca Sidwell to make it 3-1 to the Glass Girls, and exactly what the Stourbridge side needed going into the final half hour of the game. And Stourbridge 3-1 up, and maybe on their way through to the next stage of the FAWNL, as York City Ladies on the ball now and play a ball down the left hand side. How about that? We'll just run out of play. Taken by Carly Smith, pass to Emily Cattle, and ball reaches the edge of the area. Looks like an offside has been picked up there, probably against Jess Hayder, and that will be a free kick to the Glass Girls. Black Country Sport, this special presentation. Really a test event for us, and so thank you for listening. If you've been with us during the afternoon, we're doing technology tests, but we thought it would be worth doing on a proper game, and unfortunately in this proper game we've got a head injury, looks like, to Lois Jeffries. She's got to her feet, but she's holding on to the back of her head. And she looks okay to carry on. Referee just making sure. Drop ball for York. And the ball forward once more. But Glass Girls cut it out, but that'll be an offside against the Glass Girls this time. Seven minutes to go, plus added time. Still time for York City to get the two goals if they are able to. And not on that occasion, thanks to good pressurising from Lexi Harrison. Puts the ball out of play. Neve Deasy was going to pick it up, but possession given away. And Hardcastle, Alicia Hardcastle for the away side. Now it falls off the back of Sellers' head. Stourbridge Heaslegrave doesn't get much pace on that back header, but good work from Bamford recognising the situation and diving on top of the ball, running out of off her goal line to dive on top of the ball. Still 3-1 to the Glass Girls. Closing stages of this FAWNL Cup clash, League Cup clash. Much better from Stourbridge today after their 7-0 defeat against Nottingham Forest last weekend, but still one or two areas where you feel that they've got to be careful. It's DC down the left hand side, ball comes into the centre, but Lois Jeffries was beyond the board, so she couldn't pick it up. Glass Girls still have the ball though, Stourbridge inside the York City Ladies half, and then a tackle and a half there going in on Lauren DeCastro, and she's out on her feet. I think it's her right leg, possibly, as the physio goes on for Stourbridge. And we have about 5.5 minutes to go in the game. One or two tired legs out there now. Sophie Levick is sitting in the centre circle, pulling her socks up and just checking her ankles. Meanwhile, DeCastro is not looking too good over on the far side. And I think Stourbridge have played all of their substitutions. Because from memory, DeCastro was the last of those substitutes to come on. And although we've got 5 minutes to go here, I fancy we may have at least 5 minutes added time, if not more, at the end of the game. Castro were being checked over, still lying down on the ground. I'd be surprised if she can continue. The physio saying it's a substitution situation, she'll need to go off. And one or two other players are coming over to talk to the management here, because I've got a feeling that the Glasgow's are going to go down to 10 players for the final part of this game, because of the fact that they've already used all of their subs, or five of their subs. Still De Castro being attended to now by Richard Druitt as well. Meanwhile, the York City Ladies players talk amongst themselves inside their own penalty area. Don't forget Black Country Sport back tomorrow afternoon on our main channels. That's 102.5 FM, 92.2 FM. Also DAB online at all the www.blackcountryradio.co.uk. I'll be in the studio tomorrow covering the afternoon's action, which includes Stourbridge Glass Boys here at Amblecote. They'll be taking on Bromsgrove Sporting. And we've got coverage also of Halsham in Town's trip away at AFC Telford United as well. Plus a couple of other games to keep an eye on as well. There's a full programme of action throughout the area tomorrow. Our programme starts at 2 o'clock. So De Castro is off the pitch now. I think the Glasgow's are having to play the final 10 minutes with only 10 players. They'll take an attacking throw, which falls for Deasy. Deasy gets to the byline, gets a cross in, but it's too close to the near post and we're picked up easily by Rebecca Sidwell. York City will play the ball out in the fashion to Hardcastle. Finds Carly Smith. And over to the far side where Jeff Ice is. But Stourbridge have won it back with Embley. Embley plays it back inside their own half to Sophie Levick. Levick forward. And it's picked up by Neve Deasy. Deasy still just about with the ball. Good work there by the new signing, Favour Ahanazu. And as a play it goes for a throw into Stourbridge once more on this near side at the church end of the pitch. Lewis Jeffries with the ball in play gets to the byline, and that will be a corner to the Glasgow's with 60 seconds left of the 90. 60 seconds left of the 90 minutes. And Stourbridge perhaps looking to put icing on top of the cake. It's been a half-decent performance this afternoon from Stourbridge. York really haven't created that much, and really it's only down to loss of concentration that they've had the chances that they have had. But it's been a bit of a bruising encounter as well, with the Glasgow's losing Zoe Clark. The goalkeeper loses the ball from the corner, comes out as far as Harrison. Harrison hoofs the ball into the air, struggling to clear it to York. And Sophie Levick will win the ball back on the edge of the area. Levick will run to the byline, gets the crossing, can't beat the York defender. And we've now got a York City player scream out in anguish. It's their number two, Rebecca Jeffice. And looks like it's her right leg that got caught, but she's quickly on her feet. And we're into added time at the end of the game. I fancy there may be 8 or 9 minutes of added time, so it's not game over yet for the Glasgow's. That's the ball played forward by York ladies, but intercepted. Here comes Lexi Harrison down the left-hand side. running at the defence, gets to the byline, the DC, and then fired and off the line in the end by York City Ladies. Otherwise, that would have been 4-1. Sellers gets the ball forward at the other end, but Bamford comes out of her area to clear the danger. And York through Millie Ash get the ball forward. It was, in the end, Carly Smith, I think, who stopped the ball going into the back of the net. Managed to get a body behind it. But it's still a throw-in, which Hazel Grave will take along this side of the pitch. And a foul on DC. And then a bit of afters there with DC lashing back at Millie Ash and showing a yellow card for what she did. Petulance more than anything else from DC on that occasion, as has been the case with all the yellow cards that have been picked up by the Glasgows and indeed by Mike Haynes in the first half, the assistant manager for the Glasgows. Levitt kicks off the ball once more, takes a free kick. Hazelgrave plays it to the far left, but that's not going to anybody apart from goalkeeper Sidwell. She plays the ball out. We've had a couple of minutes of added time already at the end of this game. Stourbridge, Glasgow's still leading by 3-1. Ball goes out of play. Will be picked up once more by Favour Ionazu. And then it'll be picked up by Millie Ash. If York City, to be fair to them, have kept coming forward as they're doing now. It's square to Alice Hughes in the centre of the pitch, probably about 28 yards out from goal. And then via Hardcastle, it goes to Heidel down the right-hand side for Sellers to chase after. Sellers does get across in to the edge of the area where it finds Nicola Brown. Brown will try and keep it in play. She does. Sellers again from the right-hand side, charged down by Levick. And will Levick get the bounce of the ball? Well, she does in the end. And Lexi Harrison will help her out at the back. Back to Levick once more. A bit untidy, this, by the Glasgows. They want to be getting it as far away as possible rather than playing the ball around their own defence. In the end, it will fall for DC. DC squares it. Looking for Embley, but the ball overruns it. In fact, it's Lois Jeffries will pick it up, and Jeffries will play it to the left-hand side, but nobody there, and had to play for another throw-in. Some of this, of course, is game management by the Glasgows, just to play down time and run down the clock. But although we're almost up to the end of the fourth minute of added time, still a long way to go. But probably too much now for York to do to score two goals even, to get themselves back into the game. Into the fifth minute of added time. Stourbridge still leading by 3-1. Chested down by Deasy. Then back into the defensive situation for the Glasgows, finally getting it forward. Jess Lowe is there. Jess Lowe would be my player of the match. I think she's been there standing down the right, and she puts the afterburners on even in the 95th minute. Tries to square it for Lois Jeffries. Jeffries retains possession but has to bring the ball back. And Jeffries decides to play it across the field to Levick. Levick forward down the left hand side looking for Lexi Harrison. Harrison brings the ball infield, right footed into the area. Nobody there. To play to, and that will be a defensive throw-in to York, and we've had 5 minutes of added time at the end of the game, and still it remains 3-1 to the Glasgows. York City take the throw. It's a short one, and it's played across their back line. It'll be Carly Smith will bring the ball forward, out to the right-hand side. Levick intercepts, and the ball doesn't quite bounce well enough for Deasy on that occasion. Long ball forward this time for York City, trying to catch out Hazelgrave, but she does very well, puts the ball out of play before Finlay can get to it. But still coming forward at York City late on in this game. Millie Ash, the goal scorer in the first half, throws the ball in. It goes back to Finlay, and then Ash puts the ball into the centre, headed away by Levick, but only as far as Alice Hughes. Hughes from range fires a shot in, but it's going to go to the right of the post as we look across here in the stand into the 7th minute of added time at the end of the game. Ball forward by Levick, won by Haydor. Good defending by Stourbridge for the moment, but again they need to be alert because it's Finlay on the ball, and then this bounces off Faver Onazu into the arms of Jamie Bamford, and Bamford will clear it left to right as we look across as we near the end of the 7th minute of added time. Niamh Deasy tries to find Lois Jeffries on the right hand side. Jeffries gets the ball to the byline, cuts inside, gets to the byline again, puts a decent cross into the far post, and headed wide when it looked easier to score. I think it was Niamh Deasy who had the opportunity to get the fourth goal for the Glasgirls, but in the end it's gone wide for a goal kick, and we play on, having played 7 minutes of added time at the end of this game so far. Glasgow's 3-1 up. I would say there's probably no doubt now that they'll make it through to the next round of the FAWNL Cup. But in the meantime, long ball forward. And it is going to fall to Ionazu to clear a line. She plays out to the left-hand side where Levick has been brilliant all afternoon. She plays that forward in turn to Lexi Harrison. Harrison looks to see what's available to her. Brilliant stuff. And she's bundled down into the area. And that will be, well, referee says it's on the edge of the area rather than a penalty. I'm not so sure about that. I thought that was inside the area at first sight. It literally is on the line, which is where the ball is being placed down. There's a few tired legs out there at the moment of Harrison now, who had come on as a sub, sitting down herself. Referee paces it out. It's to the left of goal on the edge of the area, so a good angle for a free kick. There are five York ladies in the wall, and it would be either Jeffries or Wembley to take it. Looks like Jeffries to the near post, and that will go wide, in fact, of a poor free kick there as we played 9 minutes now of added time at the end of the game. Glasgow's 3-1 up, and looking as though they're going to go through to the next stage of this competition. Still the Glasgow's coming forward over the head of Deasy and into the arms once more. Our Rebecca Sidwell, to be fair, made a few excellent saves in the first half, otherwise the Glasgow's might have been out of sight a bit earlier. Deasy with an opportunity and eventually does put the icing on the cake and scores the fourth goal for the Glasgow's. Poor defending from York ladies, didn't clear their lines, and it fell for Deasy inside the penalty area to the left of goal, and she fired it home, and the Glasgow's now out of sight and through to the next stage of the competition. A few words to say to the referee, but on we go. Having played 10 minutes of added time at the end of this game, Stourbridge Glasgow's 4-1 up, and that, I'm afraid, will be game, set and match for York City ladies. They try one more attempt down the right-hand side. with Finlay, bring ball infield for Hughes, and then it's Hardcastle plays the ball down the right. Ball being played on the edge of the area, but Savage intercept and break with Sophie Levick down through the middle. She finds DZ, and it's then played on, looking for Jess Lowe, who's run her feet off this afternoon. Lowe looks to see what's available, gets to the byline. She's got Jeffries for support. She's going her own way at the moment, and in the end, couldn't really muster much of a cross. And the ball now fed away down the right-hand side once more for the York City Ladies, picked up by Alice Hughes. Long ball forward, but the Savage defence does with it easily. And Bamford sort of half gets it away. Not the best clearance ever. Lois Jeffries finds Jess Lowe, who looks as though she's struggling a bit at the moment, perhaps with her foot. Referee checks his watch again. We've had 11 minutes of added time so far. And Stourbridge getting in each other's way at the moment, trying to get the ball away. It's Hughes for the away side. Captain Nicola Brown, who's run her legs off all afternoon. Here's a group, gets the ball away for Stourbridge. Referee checks his watch again. But play carries on into the 13th minute of added time. It's now with Jeff Eisen, and that is it. Well, Stourbridge have avenged their 7-0 defeat against Nottingham Forest last week in the league with an excellent 4-1 win in the FAWNL Cup against York City Ladies. And Amber Lawrence will be partly the toast of the club this evening, having scored a brace of goals. She scored the first and third goals for the Grass Girls. In between, it was one apiece when Millie Ash scored a wonder goal from the left-hand side from about 25, 26, 27 yards out, something like that, which flew past Jamie Bamford into the back of the net. But at 3-1 up, it looked like Stourbridge's, unless they press the self-destruct button. Eventually, Neve DZ got the fourth goal to put the game to bed and put the Glass Girls through to the next round of the competition. The girls shaking hands with the officials, and good performance from Stourbridge. I think certainly the effort has been put in by York, and they've got smiles on their faces as well. They must be relatively pleased with their performance. But overall, the Glass Girls avenge what happened last week and turn things around, put in a good performance. And as I said, two goals from Amber Lawrence, a goal from Jess Lowe, who for me was the player of the match, along with probably Zoe Clark, who, if it hadn't have been for her injury, would have probably been close there for player of the match as well. Sophie Levick also had a fantastic game, I think, for the Glass Girls. All in all, a pleasing performance for Stourbridge. They're through to the next round of the FAWNL Cup. And that ends this broadcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being with us on this online stream this afternoon. Black Country Sport returns tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 6 with the return of the gentlemen in action. Stourbridge Glass Boys against Bromsgrove Sporting is one of the matches that we feature tomorrow, as well as Halstone Town's game away at AFC Telford United. Thank you for listening. I'm Adam Parks at a sunny Amblecote, wishing you a pleasant rest of the day, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow for Black Country Sport on Black Country Radio from 2 o'clock tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Black Country Radio Sport.
Pleasing performance after last week?
Yeah, I think so. I think I don't think we're there yet. I think there's still patches of the game that I'm not happy with today. I think we've had a couple of injuries that have stopped the game and stopped our flow. We then obviously made all our subs and ended up with 10. So that was always going to impact us. But I think the reaction after last week against Forest and the reaction in the training week and then the first 20 to half an hour today, I thought we were fantastic. I thought we were really, really good, back to kind of our old ways. So yeah, not nowhere near perfect, nowhere near our best, but definitely a positive reaction.
What's the news on Zoe Clark? She did look in a bit of a state when she went off.
Yeah, not great. I don't fully know. I think it might be a shoulder potentially or an arm issue. So I'm waiting to find out what the damage is there, and hopefully she's okay and ready for next week.
I know you said it's work in progress. It's not right there, but you dominated the game for long periods of time. If it wasn't for that wonder goal that went in, which gave them the equaliser, really, it would have been a dominant performance, really, by the Glasgows. So you've got to be pleased with that aspect.
Yeah, I am. And I think we missed chances. I think we've hit the bar a couple of times. And if we'd have been a bit more clean, I think it was 15 shots, 7 on target in the first half. So we did, but let's not forget that, you know, these are a tier 4 outfit. You know, we're having to face tier 3 every week, and we got shown that last week. So yes, I'm pleased with the reaction, but still lots for us to do in terms of competing at tier 3.
I know we don't like talking about referees, but I just thought this afternoon for a while that the referee wanted the game to be about him rather than the game itself. I know there are new laws and rules that have been brought in for this season, but surely a bit of common sense has got to come into play sometimes.
Adam, I mean, it was just appalling at times. The problem is that what I've said to the players at half-time, myself including, the staff, I said, it's almost like we'd got frustrated with the referee. He's then reacted to us getting frustrated and then started kind of almost, you know, throwing his authority around with yellow cards here, there and everywhere. You know, he's booked Mike after me receiving an initial warning. So it was just wrong decisions. So I just think he's reacted to kind of the atmosphere and the crowd, and then also on the sideline. And that's why I said to him in half time, I said, don't, because he's making poor decisions based on our reactions, unfortunately. But we say it week in, week out, the officiating at times at this level is poor, and it's the same across all the game. But listen, I spoke to him at half time and I said, I apologise for us on the sideline, but, you know, I'm hoping he's going to rescind Mike's yellow card, because it wasn't Mike's fault at all in that sense. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say on the referee situation.
On the pleasing side, Amber got a brace today.
Yeah, she looked sharp. She looked great in training, you know, and she's away. She's away next week. So, you know, it was important for her to get some minutes. And I think she's played really, really well. She's looked really sharp up top. And it's always great to see Amber Lawrence get on the score sheet and have a good performance. So I'm pleased for her. And a second goal was well taken. So well done to her.
And my player of the game was Jess Lowe, who I thought, along with Sophie Levick, ran her feet off this afternoon.
Yeah, both fantastic. Jess Lowe came on last week, didn't she? And had a great second half. Ended up getting player of the match last week. And she gives us so much. She's got physicality, she's got pace. And that's what we're going to need this season. You know, I think we've learnt a lot from last week, Adam. I said to you when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we went out for it first half last week. We ended up 6-0 down because we went 4-3-3. Tried to press the best team in the league, in our opinion. And we learned a lot from it as a group of players. And we wanted to show the players that. Second half, we changed formation, went defensively, and it ended up 1-0. And I think we've learned a lot from that. And Jess Lowe coming on the pitch and players like that. You know, Levy's had a great shift today. Had to come off second half last week. So it's all a learning curve. We need to go and get some points next week against Halifax. That's massive for us.
Yeah, and it is one big learning curve, but it's all about points at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, points against Halifax are needed next week. You know, we feel that we're in and around the Halifax level, so that's going to be interesting. And then Wolves midweek.
Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we know what Wolves are all about. You know, we've played them plenty of times. And then Derby down here, and we know what we can do at the War Memorial, so we know we can cause a shock here. So hopefully get a few points over the next few three games are really important for us.
And a decent crowd in today, given it's a bank holiday weekend and lots of other things going on.
Yeah, I expected more, if I'm honest. I expected more to the 200, but exactly as you just said, I said to the staff, I said, bank holiday, the men are at home tomorrow, you know, holidays, etc. So I'm hoping more for Derby when we play down here in a few weeks' time.
I think, as we said many occasions, the product's good. Come down and watch it.
Absolutely. Right, yeah, you see it week in, week out. It's been fantastic. The War Memorial is great, and we're going to need that this season. People behind us, make the War Memorial a bit of a fortress.
Well done today, Andy.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for your support.
Cheers. Black Country Radio Sport.